Perhaps you know the Royal Brompton Hospital in London for being a centre renowned for its expertise in treating lung disease. So what on earth are they playing at here? Adam Brimelow reports.
This is the sound of medical research in action.
Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze! 3, 2, 1. Great.
Patients on Victoria Ward at the Royal Brompton are getting used to the sound of music wafting down the corridor, together with banter, laughter, and a cacophony of oral exercises.
Give me a little polite cough. See if that sets you all off. No, it didn't actually. All right, now can I have a little polite Queen's giggle?
Since the start of the year, hundreds of patients have attended the sessions, plus occasional nurses and other passers-by quietly sashaying in the corner. The singing teacher is Feeney Cave.
I'm helping them to become aware of their bodies in a way that they're not used to. I'm helping them become aware of their breathing patterns in a way they're not used to. And I'm helping them to relax and expand and have fun and to laugh and connect with other people.
Thrill me, honey, honey, thrill me.
It's a mixed group, men and women, young and old, with a range of lung disorders, including asthma, cystic fibrosis and emphysema.
We've never played this little game before. If you relax, then you'll enjoy it more.
For 4 years now, John Townsend has been living with severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD. It's a condition that kills 30,000 people in the UK every year. He's connected to an oxygen supply at all times. He admits it's been a struggle just to keep going.
You've just got to push yourself. You've got no choice. Either you do that, or you finish up lying in bed all the time. You know, you give up.
John says the singing has transformed his life.
Everything I do is now easier. Anything. Hoovering. Doing the washing. Any chores. Whatever you like, you know. And basically, I can do virtually anything a normal person can do, except I can't do it at speed. That's the difference.
I'd like to play a little game with you. A little game especially made for two.
It's a similar story for Doris Borosinski, who's 85. She's had debilitating lung disease for 30 years.
My son said to me, I can't believe, Mum, that all this time you've been without any help and you go to the one hospital and they can do all this for you. I started doing my own cleaning, my own washing, everything.
Don't stop!
There are other singing groups for people with lung disease, but very few, if any, in hospital as part of NHS treatment. It's clear the patients enjoy it. It's good for confidence and self-esteem. Researchers now want to assess its impact on breathing patterns and control. They're running a clinical trial. Dr. Nicholas Hopkinson, who's leading the study at the Royal Brompton, says the problem with trying to teach breathing techniques is that patients can become even more conscious of the struggle to get air in and out, which can make matters worse.
The approach that we've tried to take is to approach from the side, if you like, to train people to use their voice and their breathing for a different purpose, for singing, hoping that the skills that they gain through that in terms of controlling their breathing will actually be helpful in day-to-day life.
The trial will finish in the autumn, and it's hoped the results will be out by the end of the year. But for patients like John Townsend, the evidence is plain to see and to hear.
We get people from the wards come in and join, and you can hear all the way along the wards, and you really can. Again, people are cheerful. They don't say, "What's that singing?" They just they finish up becoming cheerful. They're not even singing, you know. So of course, it's a great thing.
Don't stop.
And yet they did. That was Adam Brimelow reporting.